Welcome to the Hey Girl Create podcast, where powerful women of the digital world gather to share their stories, inspiration, and wisdom. Get ready to dive into a world where creativity knows no bounds, where female voices shine brightly in the world of the online sphere. Join me as I celebrate the magic of creation, one episode at a time. Let's embark on this journey together, because here, every woman's creativity reigns supreme. Welcome to Hey Girl Create, the podcast for creative queens. So let's get started, guys. I want to introduce myself. And so here we go. Here's a little bit about me. I popped into the world in the late 80s, rode the 90s and early 2000s wave, and got my mitts on my first computer at 12 in 99. So when they say we millennials birthed the internet, they're not far off. We were the OG of social media explorers before it was cool. I remember signing up for Facebook with my college email and connecting with friends from other schools. And the MySpace days, I was there too, switching my page design, and gem every week. Those were the days. It's incredible to think about how much the digital world has evolved since then. From the early days of social media platforms like MySpace and Facebook, to the diverse array of apps we have now. Not to mention websites, it's been quite the journey. As millennials, we truly did pave the way for what the internet has become today. No, we truly did. We embraced these new platforms with open arms, connecting with friends near and far, and sharing our lives. I mean, sometimes too much of our lives, if I had to admit, in ways we never thought possible. It's amazing to see how something as simple as social media account could shape our relationships and memories. And while the landscape of the internet continues to shift and transform, one thing remains constant: the nostalgia we feel for those pioneering days of online socializing. So here's to the OG of social media explorers. May we continue to navigate the digital world with the same curiosity and enthusiasm that we did in the beginning. Let's talk about fashion. The early 2000s had such a playful fashion scene. I recall being really into jeans back then. Really into jeans. I mean, I think I had probably 20 pairs of jeans. So, it was an era of patch jeans, choker necklaces, Skechers, you know, the big, tall, thick soles of Skechers, and bucket hats. Those were the good days. I mean, they really were. Rewind to the epic spring break of 2004, when I jet set it off to France at 17 years old with my high school friends club. Picture this: Paris, the dazzling gem of fashion brilliance. The streets were like runways, showcasing a divine mix of timeless elegance and cutting-edge flair. High-end brands like Chanel, Dior, Louis Vuitton ruled the roast, crafting looks that were pure magic. Picture yourself getting lost in a maze of galleries as a teenager, each one a portal to a world of emotions and stories. And as the day melted into a golden sunset, the city came alive with chatter and laughter as creatives huddled in cozy cafes, brewing up ideas and dreams. This era was a celebration of unity and creativity, where artists joined forces to inspire and uplift one another. The heartbeat of Paris was syncopated with the rhythm of rushes and cameras, leaving an incredible mark on the city and the souls of those who roam its enchanting streets. Because of my passion for art, fashion, culture, and social good, my career has been greatly influenced. Opting to pursue studies in art and digital media during college, I was fortunate to intern at a photography studio and at an online fashion magazine, gaining valuable experience along the way. Years later, I was able to work at numerous nonprofits and faith-based, using my skills for good. These experiences helped me to discover my preferences and interests. What happens when you mix your experiences with what you love and with what you're good at? It's called your niche. That's next week's episode. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to Hey Girl Create and for learning a little bit of something about me. Until next time, this is Clarissa, and this is Hey Girl Create.